Yeah. It was a strange place, L.A. Strange. Of course, you've heard about the traffic out there. It's legendary. That's one reason we moved out of there. It's awful. I tell you how bad it is and how rude and inconsiderate those people can be. I got home from a bad drive across town one day and realized I had a sunburned finger. That's how bad. Just terrible out there. And I used to talk to traffic a lot. I used to cuss, I must admit. I talked nasty in traffic. And then my daughter got old enough to understand what I was saying, and I had to dial it back a little bit, you know. And it's just not the same when you have to say, "You old poo-poo head, hope you get a timeout," you know. Not cathartic. I tell you who can talk to traffic like nobody I've ever met is my cousin Lester. He is a black belt in sarcasm. And down in Mississippi, I used to love to drive with him. He was great. "That light ain't getting any greener there, Speedball. Was you waiting for a particular shade of green, or is that just your favorite spot there?" "Yeah, it's a lovely intersection. Wish I'd have brung my camera with me, but kind of like to get home before the kids are grown. Don't mind. Oh, don't signal, whatever you do. That'd spoil a big surprise." And we'd all know where he's going. He's like, "What in the world are you doing, buddy? You want to get off my butt there, Procto boy? Already had my rectal exam this week, if you don't mind. Honk if you spot a polyp." Classic. Classic disco. I used to look for excuses to ride with Lester. He was great. I got to see him not too long ago. Went down to Mississippi. Had a big family reunion. I got a bunch of relatives down. Oh, the woods is full of them, as they say, down there. And while I was down there, a cousin of mine came up to me, and she said she'd been doing some studying up on the genealogy, you know, and our family tree. And she said, "Mac, do you realize that you are 1/64th Choctaw Indian?" Well, I thought that was pretty interesting, you know. So I studied up and did some research on the history and the culture of my people. And I found it just fascinating, but I find it hardly ever comes up in the conversation. You know, you have to bring it up yourself. And I fly a lot doing what I do. And so, you know, I'm on a long flight sometimes, and just to kind of break the ice with the person sitting next to me, I might turn to him and say something like, They're always real surprised. Because I don't look Choctaw at all. Anyway. I've tried wearing more feathers, but then you just get weird guys asking you strange questions. And stuff like, "Would you like to dance?" And stuff like that. Yeah, you just never know what's next in life. You just don't. Like the other day. I'm driving down the street, and I see a convenience store coming up, and you know, it happens sometimes, you know, and I suddenly got this deep craving for some really unhealthy crap full of sugar and chemicals, you know, so I pulled over and put them on the counter, gave the guy a 20, and I looked at my change, and it just didn't look right. And I left it on the counter so I could count it again. And sure enough, he had shorted me by $5. And I thought, man, you know, for 200 years, this is how we've been treated by the white man. He said, "Hey, hey, 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 hey." It embarrasses my children. Whining dove. Sulking eagle. Texting moose. Kind of annoys my wife, too. Screeching badger. She